The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of an incredibly exciting victory for San Jose Sharks hockey. The final score in this contest reads as follows. The San Jose Sharks 3 and the Nashville Predators 2. Biggest game of the year. After that first period in which there was no scoring and there were no penalties, the Sharks did get on the power play when Steven Stamkos heavily boarded Shakir Mukhamudulin head first into the boards. Fortunate that he was all right as he picked up and got together one of his best games of the year. That was at 7:54 of the second period. The Sharks came into this game, one for their three previous 13 on the power play, but they would convert in this one opportunity they would get at 9:53. Here comes Eklund across the line, passes blocked. Trailing the play, Sherwood guns it around. Mises got it, feeds behind the net. Time winding down on the penalty. As Sherwood goes back to the point, Orlov slides it over to the far side. Chernyshov actually called for that. Got it back to Orlov, who shoots. Blocked. Eklund, now the shot by Chernyshov. And somehow, it goes in. They score! Chernyshov was falling down, and it slips by Anenin, and the Sharks lead it 1-0. Wow, what a play that was. Chernyshov had a remarkable game with Celebrini and Smith today. Picked up his eighth goal of the season from Eklund and Misa. That one a power play goal at 9:53 of the second frame. And the Sharks had the 1-0 lead. And that's how the second period ended. But the Predators would come back and they would get on the board a little bit later. Yet the Sharks would take the 2-0 lead at 3:04 of the third period on a play scored by Macklin Celebrini. Off the faceoff, Celebrini couldn't get it. Howler wins the draw, but Smith steals the puck away and pokes it ahead. Moving in, Chernyshov 2-on-1. Celebrini shoots. He scores! Macklin Celebrini from Igor Chernyshov and Will Smith. And the Sharks are up 2-0. What a goal! That was a spectacular play by Will Smith to get that started, and he had the presence of mind to slide the puck over to Igor Chernyshov, and this guy's got ice in his veins when he's got the puck on his stick. Made the right play to Celebrini, and he buried it.
Yeah, a real heads-up play all around. The tracking by Will Smith, stealing the puck, and then a real clever saucer, backhand saucer to Chernyshov, and then Chernyshov does the rest. He opens up, looks like he's going to shoot it, freezes the goaltender, and then slides it over to Macklin. All he has to do is wire it to the far side for the huge goal at that moment.
It was 2-0 Sharks in the third period, and you knew the Predators were going to push as hard as they could. Time of that goal, 3:04. Celebrini's 43rd of the season from Chernyshov and Smith. But then Mario Ferraro got a penalty that he did not like in a play against Steven Stamkos in the corner. Ferraro drew a holding call, much to his chagrin. He thought that Stamkos sold it, and so did we, at 3:51. Right there was where the Predators could get right back into the game, but right there is where Alex Nedeljkovic came up big. Marchessault, exchanging passes, cuts across the line, dishes to Forsberg, turns off a check, nice pass back to Josi, behind the back pass to Forsberg, walks down to the right circle, feeds it in front, there's O'Reilly turning, shooting, saved by Nedeljkovic! O'Reilly was inside the circle, heading to the front of the net at the edge of the crease, and Nedeljkovic held his ground. Alex Nedeljkovic had to make some pretty big saves tonight, and that was one of them, and it kept the score 2-0 San Jose. Nashville would finally break the seal late in the third period as young Luke Evangelista at 15:38 would get credit for his 11th of the season. Uh-oh, here's a headman feed. Evangelista behind the defense, shoots and scores! Sharks get caught on that play. Evangelista coming down the right wing side, cuts into the Shark zone and puts it up top off the bar and into the net to put the Predators on the board with 4:21 to play, and Nashville making a statement that this game is not over. That's for sure. Perbix, who fed the puck up, got the number one assist. Ryan Ufko, the other defenseman, assisted on Luke Evangelista's 11th of the season to make it 2-1. Then the net got pulled. Anninen was on the Predators' bench, and the San Jose Sharks would take a 3-1 lead with Macklin Celebrini finally getting the puck and depositing it into the empty goal. O'Reilly, great effort, poked at three. He's run into now by the check from Ferraro. Poked to the slot. Knocked away by Desharnais. Coming out of the zone, it's Wennberg. Empty net, 3-on-1. Lead pass, Celebrini let it go. Gets it back, shoot, score! Macklin Celebrini gets it from Colin Graff and finishes it off. An empty net goal for Celebrini to make it 3-1 Sharks for Celebrini. His 44th goal of the season and his 112th point of the year. He's only 2 points behind Joe Thornton's all-time San Jose Sharks record for most points in a season. Macklin Celebrini getting that empty netter, and San Jose thought that they would be able to cruise to victory. But maybe they didn't think too long, because the Predators are as desperate as any team in the NHL, and they would get a second goal in the game with the extra attacker out there. Evangelista bodied up by Orlov, but the puck skips free. Far side play, put to the point. Now it's Upko that has it. Carries down the wing, shoots toward the net, save made, score! Upko sent that to the goal, and Evangelista's in front of the net, causing traffic, might have tipped that, and all of a sudden it's 3-2, and that goal by Macklin Celebrini looks mighty important right now. Well, that was quite a goal. Luke Evangelista, second of the game, 12th of the season from Ryan Ufko and Roman Josi to make it 3-2 with the extra skater on for Nashville at 18:50 of the third. Nashville would push as hard as they could, but this time the Sharks were kept saying no, and they kept closing the door. And the final call certainly showed that. 20 seconds left. Predators get it out to the point. Shot to the net. Stick save made by Nedeljkovic. Rebound. Desharnais lifting the stick, but O'Reilly gets it back. Far side of the ice. Centering play. Celebrini broke it up. Could be trouble here. Kept in by Nashville. A bouncer goes to the corner. 5 seconds left in the game. A centering attempt by Nashville. Blocked there by Ferraro. Sends it up the boards to Graff. It's out of the zone. And the final sound of the horn goes off as the Sharks have hung on to win it 3-2 over the Nashville Predators in the biggest game of the year. What a moment for the Sharks. They win in regulation 3-2 over the Nashville Predators, and a 15-game winless streak in the series, the longest such streak in the active range in the NHL, is over. In fact, the Predators were 17-0-1 in their last 18 games against the Sharks, because that one win 16 games ago was a shootout. This one was regulation all the way, and so the longest active win and point streaks against an opponent came to an end for Nashville, and not a moment too soon for Sharks hockey. Final score, San Jose 3 and Nashville 2. Well, we're hearing some rumblings down in the Sharks dressing room, and a man who made a wonderful play and picked up a very important assist on the second goal, Will Smith, is going to join us, and he is with Jamal.
That was a heck of an effort by you guys. It seemed like right from the beginning you guys were ready to play a desperate type of game and lay it all on the line.
Yeah, it was a good W. You know, we needed that, and they got us a couple times early in the year, so we want to make sure we had an answer.
And what can you say about Nedeljkovic and the effort that he put forward?
Yeah, he was unbelievable for us. He's been great all year, and he had a great game.
Tonight.
And a nice play by you, obviously, the second goal, a massive goal where you steal the puck at the blue line, and then it was difficult because you had little space to play with, so you had to loft it to create that space to so it wasn't offside. You know, talk about that play there and how you guys were able to capitalize again.
Yeah, it was a good play. Started just getting back on defense, and then a little strip of the puck, and I saw Cherny kind of driving through, and they did the rest.
And what can you say about Luca Cagnoni's coming in and in a difficult environment, and the young guy played extremely well. What did you think of his game?
Yeah, we knew he'd be great. We've seen him before, so we're not shocked. And, yeah, he was great for us.
Well, congrats on a huge win.
Thanks.
That is our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.